I think we need to return back to the core issues in this campaign. What is this election about? And how are all the candidates able to help us overcome these challenges and seize the new opportunities in a more troubled world? And in the nature of any contest, I think there will be both arguments back and forth. But I really hope to see that throughout this debate, discussions, we will generate not just heat, but light. Light in the sense of the type of solutions that we can present to fellow Singaporeans to help them make a decision as to who can better represent them in Parliament, which team can better help Singapore and Singaporeans get through all the challenges that are confronting us. So I want to emphasize this. To me, positive campaigning is about presenting the electorate with the options, and it's not just about generating heat without light. In fact, it is upon us, it's incumbent upon us to try to provide the solutions or our offer of solutions for the electorate to consider carefully. So, you know, in Chinese, there's a saying, you know, we don't want to end up in a debate where there's a lot of heat but no light. What they say, 怒气三丈，解放全无. That means you increase the you raise the emotions, you make people angry, but you don't really provide real tangible solutions. And I think, to me, that is not positive campaigning, right? That's not positive campaigning. So that's my answer to the take on that. Now then, there's another set of issues that have seems to come to the fore during this election campaigning. And the argument goes something like this. Team A has done well. And because they have done well, they don't need so many good players. Team B has not done as well. So we should reward them with more players. Now, I think fair-minded Singaporeans will know that there's something not very correct with this line of argument. Right? And, you know, I have been in public service for more than 30 years since my time in the uniform service, then to political service. I always remember one very simple thing that my seniors always taught us when we were young. And that is, as leaders, we must be the first to take responsibility and last to claim credit. First to take responsibility, last to take credit. And I find it rather amusing to hear some of this during the debate that display the exact opposite of this. That sometimes, when some people did not do anything and we have a good outcome, they claim that, oh, I contributed by not objecting. Then sometimes, when the good outcomes come about and they have said something, but whatever they say is actually not in line with what was done eventually, and then they claim that, oh, this outcome is due to my contribution. So I find it a bit puzzling. So in the first instance, so like for example, whether is it COVID or getting ourselves out of the current situation where there are tariffs increasing around the world, then we have people claiming that this is my credit because I did not do anything to object. Then when it comes to other ideas, like for example, the progressive wage model, people say that this is minimum wage. But actually, if we understand this, the ideas, the rationale behind is quite different. It's just like now we have the job seeker support scheme, and people try to claim that it's their credit because this is unemployment insurance. Again, if we look at the details, we look at the rationale behind this, they are actually quite different. So I think there's a role for constructive opposition in any healthy democracy. And I think Singaporeans want to see that. But I think we should all be humble and try not to claim more than what is due. But as candidates aspiring to be political leaders in Singapore, I hope we really remember that we must always be the first to take responsibility and the last to claim credit.